piss. Keep it simple, stupid.
Testicles, 1, 2, testicles. Welcome
yes,
back,
sir.
Everybody.
We back.
It's fucking amazing to have you back on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Triples Garcia, the host of this amazing show. I want to thank the Lord for allowing me to be here today, and I want to thank every single one of you for allowing me to enter your space. Today, joining me in the 1 to 2 is the best co-host in the motherfucking planet. Big Tank, salute, salute. How's it going, Big Daddy?
Salute, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have a special amount of people I want to thank today on this beautiful, amazing May episode. It's a beautiful week. I just found out that we are growing a fan base in the beautiful country of Ireland. Look at that. There is a couple hundred people listening to our show in the country of Ireland. So massive shout out to every single one of you out there in Ireland. Now, if you're listening to this and you have access to Instagram by Meta, make sure you check us out on Instagram at Paranoid Radio. Give us a DM and tell us, yo, Ireland in the fucking house. And if I can, for the first 5 people that shoot that out, I'm going to try to get you a shirt on the next giveaway and send them out to Ireland. Again, if you're in Ireland, hit us up on Instagram right now. Drop a DM and the first 5 people from Ireland to do that, I'll make sure to fucking get hooked up with the little care package from your boys here at Paranoid Radio Podcast. I want to thank you so fucking much for being here today. Big Tank, how are you, bro? How are you doing?
Bro, I'm working, grinding, struggling, surviving. You know the deal already, big dog. It's another beautiful day in the neighborhood.
How'd you spend Mother's Day, bro?
I actually went to San Diego. Had a little getaway trip for my wife and my son. They're both May babies. So, I mean, it was interesting. Definitely something else, to say the very least. Wonderful experience, though. The house was amazing. It really was. What did you do for Mother's Day?
I ate a lot of carne asada. I spent it with my wife. I gave her some gifts. And then I obviously kicked it with my 2 daughters, beautiful daughters. We kept that at home. We kept it simple, stupid. Okay. But it was beautiful. It was beautiful. Special Mother's Day celebration and tricks. And this episode goes out to all the mothers of all the entire planet and everybody's listening to Paranoid Radio Podcast. Guys, we're fucking growing and we're looking for sponsors. Now, this is dead ass serious. We're looking for sponsors on all levels, dynamic. We're looking for native ads, dynamic ads, and also ambassadorships. And if you want A and B model, so make sure you check us out, guys. If you know anybody that might be interested, an up and coming American brand that wants to spread the word, do know that we have over 21,000 followers on Instagram today.
Why do they just gotta be American?
Because America first, bitch.
America. Oh, there you go. America. All right, fool, straight up. Fool, first of all, this was Mexico first. All right, fool.
But Mexico lost the war.
People, all right, fool, if it wasn't for your people, them white pale faces with a fucking...
Delightfully white.
I couldn't even say it with a straight face. Because I cannot see a little Indio head ass.
I look straight Apache, Oaxacano, straight Nepal in my face, dog. I'm more Mexican than you look Mexican, dog.
It's all your people, but you don't even look Mexican. That's the worst part about it. You can tell you're Central American.
You what can't tell I'm Central American.
Yeah, you can.
No, you can't.
Yeah, you can. Bro. You do not look Oaxacano. There's a little difference.
Bro, right? I look more Arab than fucking Central American, bitch. You know this.
You look Central American. You do look Central American.
No. Central American people are short. I'm almost 6 feet. Fuck you. Get out of here.
I'm handsome as fuck.
There's nobody handsome coming out of Central America.
Now I know you're wrong because you just said you're handsome. You're fucking delusional as fuck now. Now I know you're off your meds.
I am off my meds. Ladies and gentlemen, again, this is Paranoid Radio Podcast. Make sure you check us out at paranoidradio.com. Don't forget to drop a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. This allows other people to enjoy the show as much as I enjoy making it. But have an amazing episode lined up for all of you guys. But please allow me to jump in from deep into the pool and set the fucking mood behind the fucking scenes. Woo! No. B Big Tank brought this over for me. This is gonna be no what is happening. Nothing straight to the fucking gutter. Big Tank, what is it about behind the scenes that has impacted you? You know what? As a matter of fact, what has impacted all of us? Some crazy shit happening around the fucking world and has been foretold in movies. Big Tank, bring it in.
My main thing that got me so stuck on this is I was watching TikTok, scrolling through, and I see this very strange video that pops up about how the real Men in Black. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what does this even mean? It was like,
oh,
pop,
hey,
pop, pop, real
that
men.
Means your algorithms are giving you conspiracy theory shit. Like, literally.
I see a bunch of supernatural shit to begin with.
That's where
my algorithm's at. You get me? Okay. Anything supernatural, anything strange, all these backroad videos of people driving and seeing crazy shit. So this happened about 6 years ago in a small city in Connecticut, where you have these three individuals that come in. They're slender, tall, white, I guess, people, you get me? And they walk in like how you see normally the movie Men in Black. Nice suits and everything, walk in. They start looking around. They search for stuff. They literally almost look like they divide and conquer type of deal. And this is where they started. I'm like, oh, this is probably fake or something. A fake little stage prop or anything like that. No, farthest from that. There are people accounted today. There's actual live video where they account. And they see him acting strange, just searching for shit, almost like some secret government type of stuff. Like, before, you know how, have you seen, before the president shows up, you got like on a head squad that'll go in, check everything out, set up perimeter, or whatever. That's exactly how it looked like, but they were searching for something. I'm not necessarily going to say they were looking for aliens. It could have been any type of demonic, anything far in between, spiritual to alien to out of this world, or whatever the fuck it might have been. But they were out there looking for it. So I'm like, what the fuck? And I started, that's when I started doing little deep dives. Okay. So as of right now, there is no known name or secret under government type of thing that has any public record of anything looking like that. But you do have to remember, especially in the 70s and 60s, how would a detective or FBI, CIA dress up? Even to this day, they're still pretty much slack suits, you got me, walking through. But as of right now, these encounters have been growing and growing with no type of any say-so behind it. Now, if you see an FBI, CIA, you can sort of see them. They wear those big jackets that say FBI, whatever.
Or the badge hanging out. There's a fucking, there's something that represents that they come from an agency that's a federal agency for the United States.
Exactly. So I started doing some more research. There was actually a video in the 70s, okay? And there's actually a video in the 70s where these guys are seen walking away from an occultic nature. We're talking about 30 to 40 men dressed up in suits and with briefcases walking away from like occultic nature. They were at like a bonfire, massive thing happening. So it got me wondering, does this have any type of connection? This is like far in between. 70s to now is a big major time gap. You get me? So, so before we do any type of speculation, I started researching stuff like this. So did you know that the Vatican, the actual Vatican, has a secret organization that it's constructed just for basically anything supernatural that might be demonic in presence? They have no physical authority in any type of way, but they actually have, and that's exactly how people have seen them dressed up. Whenever there's been exorcisms or ritual callings that they need to go check out, I guess you could even say the influx of bad juju, they have been called out.
You're saying, are you saying this is not a federal agency, kind of like what the Men in Black was saying, but instead a religious agency?
Well,
I found
multiple accounts. So this is where it does a little twister. So the thing about
conspiracy theory, go. Look at you go, you're a conspiracy theorist.
Just think about it.
I love it.
That sort of makes sense in that way. Why else would you be gathered around nature in a pit fire? There's no way a real secret agency would want to do that. You get me? You have these undercover buildings or even a regular building, talk about five people meet up or the fuck it might be. You get me?
Yeah.
So then that got me a little bit more thinking about it. So the Pope has actually grown that organization that handles all this type of stuff. Not the current Pope, the Pope before us was actually exiled. You get me? So you have to remember all this type of stuff that's going on. So I started doing some more research, and they go far Close and far, doesn't matter where it might be, remote areas of the world. Okay, so I started doing some more research. Boom, 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 boom. More secret organizations, top secret
Oh
societies. So
shit.
go back into 1998, if I believe I'm not mistaken in my notes. 1998, we have this family that was being targeted that kept on claiming UFOs existence. Okay.
And who came to their door?
Exactly my point. A couple strange, weird dressed, they even said unhuman, like unhumanoid type of people. Real straight to the point. We want this, we want to know what you saw, da da da, boom, 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 boom.
And even their speech pattern was different. I remember this story. Their facial features were weird. They looked like
Yes.
humans, but not real humans. Like if they're
Yes, yes.
shifted weird, like if they were deformed at birth or something. Both of
Yes.
them.
Yes. So they start doing all this deep dive on that. That's another organization that loves to use suits, whether it was a cover up for something else or whatever the fuck it might have been. You have to, now we have two possible coexisting, non-coexisting type of thing.
Let's keep trying to see what the fuck's happening here. Big Time found out about the Men in Black, and he's doing some deep dives. The reason is I'm telling him speaking about this because I cannot edit out anything. I promise you guys, unedited, unfiltered, and unbothered podcast episodes, at least in video form. So we're gonna keep waiting for Tank to come out and play this game. Still waiting. And he's back. Do not forget, ladies and gentlemen, that this episode is brought to you by Los Cuyones Bullies, and he is back in the house. That's
Fuck.
right. And no
I don't know.
problem.
Fuck. The technical difficulties. I don't know. Fuck happened. Maybe they're hearing it as they're trying to interject, trying to stop this from coming out. Whatever
Oh,
the fuck might be happening.
hey, you're such a fucking playful conspiracy theorist. I love this new energy you're bringing to the table, dog. I'm a little fucking jelly.
Okay. So let's dive back into it
Yes, sir.
before I lose my train of thought. So we have two agencies, whether they coexist or they don't coexist, whether they're together, they're not together, whatever the fuck is going on. You get me? If you really think about it from this point on, we have multiple, if not minimum, we have minimum of two things going on. We have a established
Oh,
religious
fuck.
secret society and a possible UFO or even governmental thing that they're trying to cover up. So are these two instances related? I don't necessarily think so. I think they both like to wear that nice attire because one doesn't make sense why you would have roughly about 50 men gathering throughout an open area with a flame. That
In
makes no
business
type of sense.
suits.
Yeah, exactly. That makes no type of sense for it to be any type of government agency. If you're trying to have it hidden, why not have it out there as opposed to something a little bit more spiritual? That's what the woods are. It's a spiritual harmony, whether it be good or bad. I mean, that's where you want to congregate. That's where you're closest to the earth. Okay. And then you have this other one where they're not being exactly humanoid, but they look humanoid, but they're not the same, but they're different, whatever the fuck it is, you get me? So you just have to like think about it. So I started doing some more researches on all this stuff, and
Holy
I'm like,
fuck, a third session of research. Hey.
so, as of right now, there hasn't been anything concrete as the old school videos. Because you have to remember now, what is one thing that the mass population does for anything now? Bring out their phone and record. Everything is being recorded
That's
24/7.
what I was gonna say. That's the only
Okay.
reason why they were able to catch these people during the, modern times, because phones are out there now.
Exactly. So at this time, you have to remember that it's so fucking hard not to do anything. You can't even flick a booger in some cities because they'll fucking catch you straight up. So you have to fucking remember all this stuff going on. Oh, it's true. It's true.
What?
It's fucking true.
Flip a burger? I mean, a flip a burger? A booger? Oh,
That's a fine, homie. You'll get it in the mail later. I ain't. No,
shit.
but I'll push it aside. So that's something that we have programmed ourselves into and carrying our phone 24/7. You have people that are itching to put the camera to catch something right away. They won't even help, but they'll record. You get me? That's how crazy this world is. So if you're thinking about it in this sense, you're like, what the fuck is going on? Is this really true? Is it not true? The latest thing that I could find was these three individuals, okay, another set of three, you got me? These three individuals are seen waiting outside this dark road. This was captured on a dash cam where they're just waiting on the side, not doing anything. The guy actually trips out and he tries to go back, but he doesn't see him anymore. And you clearly see three figures standing in suits. Boom, boom, boom. He tells his wife or his partner, whoever was with him, Sancho, who could have been, you got me, I don't know, like a little lady, nice thing, ding, bum, bum. Did you see that? Do you think they need help? What the hell's going on? Suited individuals just waiting on the side, like they're waiting to get picked up or something. He travels, turns around, comes back. Boom, they're not there. I can't make this up. 2 days later, after he submitted it, because remember, everything could be sent to YouTube. Craziest compilations, whatever's going on, crazy crashes. So he submitted that. 2 days later, the guy tried giving the guy credit. Hey, what's your name? So I could add you to the whole contact credit list. Because remember, a lot of people don't make money, so they want to at least be accredited to who it was before they make the money. Legal binding shit. But even after that, after all that happened, he has not been able to been reached. He had nothing to do with it. Nothing goes on. There is no other explanation. I don't wanna throw it out there that maybe they could have found him or whatever the fuck it is. I'm not gonna
Yeah.
dive that deep.
But the idea of him seeing him, posting him up, and then somebody else trying to make money off his video, reaching out to him because he wants to have some legal binding with him, and then not being able to reach him, it does not sound like the dude is ignoring his calls or emails because he doesn't want to get money off of it. Like it sounds like this motherfucker went missing after he got caught. Looking back, I wonder if the person that he was with is also missing.
Bro, you remember the video of the giant Sasquatch? We talked about it about a while back. It was like a giant humanoid thing on top of the roof, on top of a mountain.
This is the Canadian dude, and I forgot his name. He went missing.
He went missing after submitting that video.
After he was blogging back and forth of it, he kept hunting back, and he caught it a couple of times right where the satellite's at, and he went missing. But he also put up videos where he was telling you that I'm fine, I'm not being told what to say, everything I put was fake, and then he went missing.
But didn't he post videos about people approaching him, showing up
He
at his
said,
house?
showing up at his house and squad cars, different fucking type of like real fucking weird looking vehicles. Yeah, that is right. But this is definitely the three letter. Oh, you know what? This could have been that religious agency that you're talking about. Quite frankly, if we remember any fucking religious agency, they do have a uniform code, extreme uniform code.
Yes.
The Knights Templars couldn't be caught without their Templar insignia.
Yep.
In their uniform, they had to wear it because that's what they were. So these people are probably are doing some occultic shit in the forest. They're just fucking dressed up to scale. Now, Big Tank, can I jump in a little bit in here and
Oh,
drop some bombs of knowledge, Big Daddy?
tell me about it.
All right, here we fucking go. So in the movie Demolition Man, this is the reason we're calling this episode Behind the Scene is because it really represents of what how movies have foretold the future. The movie Demolition Man with Sylvester Stallone. This movie depicts voice-activated technology, smart homes, hormone therapy, and biofreezing to conserve your body organs and to reanimate them in the future. It also depicts video calling and conferencing, biometric implants. Every citizen has a biometric system to be used as their identification, medical tracker, and virtual wallet. Does it sound familiar? Does it sound like you are living in a dystopian fucking future controlled by Sylvester Stallone's Demolition Man? We're living the fucking future now. There's hormone therapy. There's biometric systems in your phone trying to capture you. The biometric systems through your eyes to fucking see if you're the right person when they can't read your face through a fucking mask, right? They're fucking fingerprints, dog. They got you coming and going. This has been foretold. And then obviously you have Arnold Schwarzenegger's political career. Arnold Schwarzenegger became the governor of California, and that movie, Demolition Man, foretold Arnold Schwarzenegger's becoming the president of the United States. His political career blew the fuck up. Now, he was a little short under from becoming the fucking president, but it doesn't take away that he did start a political career, starting with one of the biggest states in the country. Now, significant self-aware AI technology that has cultural impact. Controls music, entertainment, bro. Being a ghost written and manufactured by liking and leisure. What does this mean exactly? Just recently, we had a bunch of protests that were against AI technology in Hollywood because we had actors fighting the idea The AI will take their creativity from them. We've had the girl from Call of Duty. She now sold basically all her facial features. She had to say 1,000 phrases in English and Spanish to be able to sell not her soul, but I would say sell her essence, so that Call of Duty and Activision will be able to use it for future franchises releases. Now, if you want to come at this in a different saying, oh yeah, but that's just selling creativity. The protests were not just there so that they could hold back the creativity of the actor and the actress, but also to be fucking replacing them. Now you have Terminator, a dystopian future governed by AI. We have Skynet. We have satellites now. We have the internet that controls everything. And even have now The Matrix, which is the sequels to Terminator. Remember this, guys. AI controls advanced cities, specialized. They have specialized workers, and they have complex institutions that have a record keeping of all births of human beings to use them as batteries to feed their advanced technology. The blocking out of the sun was also introduced in The Matrix. And who is talking about blocking out the sun now? Bill Gates. We've talked about this. These are things that have been foretold.
Well, it was actually brought up by the Chinese government first. You get me?
Really?
Yes, it was actually, it was an extended research of the Chinese government where he started tapping in. You got me? You have to remember that the China was working on the whole creating another sun type of deal. You get me? We don't know. We don't obviously know how well off or it's not. But it's not necessarily just Bill Gates. He just recently got more involved and started pushing the agenda.
If Bill Gates is the biggest landowner in the planet, American landowner in the planet, I bet he has some fingers in the Chinese pie or whatever the fuck they call it. Now you have smart cities, guys. Well-organized central governments, complex religions, job specialization, social classes, which is, you know, first class, middle class, third class. And then you have art and architecture, public knowledge, written language, agriculture, manipulation, and storage. Think about storage is one of the biggest things. Here at my job, we're working on how to store sunlight energy to be transferred into EV and have a complete ecosystem in the next 10 years in California. That's fact that was also shown in Back to the Future. How was one of the fucking, what was one of the biggest things that car was used on? Banana peel, trash. He would throw it in the fucking car, right? Compost, and then it would make energy so that the car could travel back and forth through time. Now you have common culture that's being over fucking interjected. Now you got people that having common sense. You're controlling common sense not only through entertainment, music, and frequencies. But yeah, now let me just, not only to steal your loosh, but to steal your energy essence. We did an episode on cloning with Big Tank, where we spoke about how they would freeze your body. Still to this day, hashtag, look it up. They can freeze your body to reanimate you. And if not, transfer your essence into a virtual body avatar where you'll be able to live forever. Hashtag, look it up. This is not just us fucking coming at you and telling you. This is all behind the fucking scenes. Every moment, every frequent, every single idea that has been told to you in movies as a child has now come to bear fruit, bro. It's here today, except for Jumanji. I'm still yet to see a fucking a board game that fucking comes alive and throws elephant trunks at you. But this doesn't sound familiar. Yeah.
That's one of the main things about this is that you could go into all these ideas and whether it be future, past, ancient, whatever you're talking about realistically. For example, there's a lot of people that have seen strange things happen throughout the universe. For example, this guy looks like he's running super fast to get me save somebody. Another one where this guy has incredible strength, which have been unaltered video, whether it be fake or real is a different story, but the video has been taken at such a low grade where they say it's actual real video, but whether it was type of side effect, how to call it, something going on, you don't see the secret string or whatever it is. So
you have mutations in Thailand, I think, where a guy could stick like any type of metal to his skin, like spoons and like heavy metals to his skin, like needle, bro, at thought. That's fucking crazy, bro. It's fucking insane, dog. Fucking
A. Think about it in the most basic sense. If you have everything being retold or foretold or new told for any type of matter, do you think everything that we've ever thought about has been a reality to a certain point? For example, we've brought this up in the dragon thing. How is there a word for dragons when dragons technically weren't anything, but they're across all civilizations? You get me? How do we describe, how do we have all these ancient mystical people to a sense? You get me? We have the Zeus, the Greek gods. We have all of them that were allegedly coming in and out. You get me? They had all these tremendous powers. And then you have other civilizations that have really similar powers, whether it be like the Mayans, Aztec, Incas. You have to think about also Egypt, how they
You have
have those
Vikings.
gods, right? Exactly. All these people have been rebranding everything, for example. So let's say we do have, let's use Thor. You get me? What if we actually did have a guy that was able to, like, per se, have the power of lightning, to say, or maybe he was able to do stuff. For example, we've all seen the magic trick in Family Guy, where they're like supposedly doing Stewie go back, and it's something being foretold as crazy as Jesus Christ, where he's like messing around with his fingers. Hey, look what I can do, and pass it over the type of deal. Okay, so what if everything's just being retold because they were able to use stuff? You go back not only just, let's just say, 80 years, you get me? Not even a full century back, and you show up with a phone playing music. How are you doing that without no instruments? You'd be looked like as a god, realistically. So do you think that even in some sense, it could be maybe even time or something?
This is very important because there is concrete evidence that there was somebody taking pictures using a smartphone, vertical style, that at the time never existed, while the Tyson fight. Hashtag look it up in the early fucking 90s. You also have pictures of people having old school fucking architecture that not only amplified electricity, but also provide electricity to to other parts of the planet that now are under the bathtub in New York. That's also lost technology, but still findable. It's still tangible. It's not a fucking myth. This is not conspiracy theory. It's just conspiracy now. It becomes something big. And to add on to what you were talking about technology, because this is a trip, I started watching this movie. It's a British movie, and it's a low-budget British movie. You got to watch it. Ladies and gentlemen, you have to watch it. Odd Thomas, British film. This guy had, he's like a, he's a, he could see things, like his veil is very thin. And he could see his vision. He had a vision. I'm not going to go through the entire story, but essentially, he had a vision of a faceless demons carrying him to his death. And so his mom was a psychic, so he's a psychic, but his powers are super high. He works close to the cops to break down murders, and he sees how things happened. And they're using him as a weapon, but there's also demons out to chase him and kill him. So every other time that there's demons, I forgot the names of these demons that unite in one area, that means that they feed in courage. That means somebody's gonna die, and they feed off that soul. Right before it die, he dies, and then they drag that soul down to hell, which also breaks the rule of the Bible, because the Bible states that we don't go to hell or heaven when we die. We go to the waiting room until judgment day. Just to make that clear, ladies and gentlemen, don't think that we go to hell when you die. That's you go to a fucking waiting room with elevator music. Anyway, and it's not Drake's elevator music. Hotline. Hotline. We don't even know. Anyway, so this movie depicts him being able to see demons walking amongst us with demon face. Hey. He also goes out to a fucking mall where there's a giant demon manifesto, and they start coming out through portals at the mall. Does that sound familiar? Dog. Think about what's happening. Now you have a huge amount of demon face witnessing that's becoming normalized. This is a real, look at my fingerprints here. Mental illness about you, that your veil is thin enough that your face turns to a demon. It's like if you're not walking on the street and out of nowhere, see somebody with a demon face. That became completely normal because study shows now that that's a mental illness. The movie depicted this a long fucking time ago. And then you have the manifesto happening at the mall, manifestation of portals opening up and demons coming out of it. What just happened in Florida? We had manifestations of aliens coming out through portals in Florida, allegedly. A lot of people has them on fucking thing. This happened like what, 3, 4 months ago, dog, during the beginning of 2024. 2024 not only started with earthquakes, volcanoes, and tornadoes, but a bunch of aliens in Florida. Hashtag look it up. And the Vatican creating an entire guideline because the possibility of a divine entity manifesting in our realm. This happened 3 days ago. Hashtag look it up. The Vatican today, and it's funny that you brought that up today. The Vatican just put out new guidelines to know how to deal and how to speak to the masses and explain to the people what that you saw in the sky was fake and not Jesus Christ. Why are they preparing about a divine entity coming out from the sky? Because it happened once before. I actually went into a deep dive about this shit, and the Vatican was trying to cover up the last manifestation that happened about divine entities coming down and talking to people like angels and Mary Magdalene, not Mary Magdalene. That was a female pope. And Mary, not Mary, that fucking prostitute that Jesus was trying to fuck. Forgive me, God. You know what I'm talking about. In 1916, in the city of Portugal, look it up. A giant angel came down from the sky, and the entire city witnessed it. And it wasn't only until 1930, right before the breaking of the war happened, and Nazi Germany took over all of Europe. It wasn't until 1930 that the Vatican accepted this as truth, and then regressed it. And this is fact. Hashtag look it up. There was a divine entity that already came down from the heavens. And the Vatican accepts it as truth. 1916, look it up in Portugal.
Okay,
This.
okay. It's hard enough to believe stuff now with the technology that we have. I'm not opposed to them not believing it though. That's just the crazy part. I get it. I get it. Okay, for example, I understand the whole idea between the veil being thin, people being able to see stuff. But you're gonna tell me you go through Skid Row and you got a bunch of fucking crazy people, you're gonna believe everything they say? You're probably gonna be wigging out. You're gonna be tripping out, right?
But these
No,
Vatican leaders are not
but I'm
doing
not taking that away
drugs.
though. No, I get that. I get that. I'm not taking that away. But you just have to see the power that some people hold with their mouth as opposed to believing and not believing certain stuff. You get me? So, and that's
How
where the soda comes
was a
down to.
Mexican Virgin Mary created? How did she come out to be real?
I understand all that. I get it. I get it. I'm just saying there has to be a little bit of leeway. You can't just believe everything. You get me?
It's coming out of the Vatican.
No. I get it. I get it. But realistically, Treble, somebody emails you, hey, I'm gonna get you $100 million off your podcast. You're not gonna believe it right away. I'm
I'd
hoping you're
be
not
happy
that
as
dumb enough.
fuck.
Yeah, I'm sure you would be, but I really don't think that it's just gonna happen just like that. They're gonna go ka-ching, here's your money, homie. You get me? There's has to be plausible deniability, even just for a second on something. You get me? So there's been thousands of people that have claimed so and so saints have done this, saints have done that. For example, a saint has to be inaugurated by having a number of stuff happening. Like, oh, I pray to, let's say, the Pope that died, John Paul II. You get me? I pray to him and he actually made this happen. Cool. The Vatican has to go in and feel like, okay, well, this was attested to him. Guess what? They have a system per se, whether I, let's see, maybe he needs five more of these type of things that he actually was able to do. And then that's when they'll inaugurate him as a saint, even though it sounds really dumb. You get me? That's 100% facts. You guys could hashtag go look that shit up.
They have a
So,
system to measure miracles?
it's like us checking ratings, believe it or not. It's really similar to that to a sense. You get me?
Oh, fuck, dog.
Oh, yeah. Bro, are you gonna call anybody just a word? You get me? Without even knowing them? You get me?
Fucking
It's
people,
kind of
dude.
hard. It's kind of hard. You get me? And all this is depicted through movies, which is the crazy part about it. Every single thing that we're saying has been brought in and brought up through movies. For example, I'll give you a good one. It wasn't really a great movie, but it was called Jupiter's Ascend. It had Channing Tatum and that one chick from
Don't you
Hillary.
dare talk shit about that movie. That's one of the most underrated Channing Tatum movies in the fucking planet.
Oh
It's
my God! Shut
great.
the
It's a
fuck up! Stop
great
writing
movie.
his dick. Are you the only reason you like him is because he knew how to dance? So that's it. If he fucking fell in love when he was dancing, but
Magic
whatever the fuck
Mike
it
was amazing. All right. Don't
is.
you dare talk shit about Magic Mike. Magic Mike was the who I that's one of my favorite movies, right next to Revenge of the
And I believe you, okay? I'm not fighting with that, okay? But
Sith.
You have to remember, just look at the instance of that movie where it's all games and pawns between planets, something that we can never fathomize. We could fathomize people owning territories to a big extent. For example, the US, Russia. It's hard to fathom that. You get me? Imagine people owning planets. You get me? And just trading them off, doing whatever they want, killing off civilizations because they just don't feel like it. It holds no value. You get me? Bro, realistically, that's sort of what we're doing in every single thing in our life. You get me? So, for example, let's use a good example. How many trial and errors segments did we not go through when we started Paranoid?
Oh
We went
man.
through it. We were dropping them left to right. You get me,
Yeah.
right? That was our power that we held over Paranoid. You get me? Imagine on a cosmic scale, people unable to influence, which is what we say a lot about the 1% of elites. You get me? How they're like, oh, well, you know what? Let's give them another scare. COVID, here comes a comeback on COVID. We're not fully gonna let them go out. You get me? Realistically, imagine playing that on a major scale. You get me? Just a major scale. So you have to think about all this in a sense. It's like, what the fuck? Is it true? Is it not? Is it true what they're saying? Is it not true? Can you imagine us living a normal life, you get me? And you have this almighty being like, hey, you guys actually are meant for me. I was waiting for you guys to grow up like the harvesting. You get me? The whole harvesting of the matrix, you get me? And now they come in, hey, you guys have enough planet size. I'm gonna start, boom, here you guys go. I'm gonna start putting you guys for what you guys were meant for.
Like I'm passing the next check mark. And you know what's funny? You know the creator of the Matrix is also the creator of Terminator. And when she wrote it, she said that she was in an interview saying that the Matrix was actually the sequels to Terminator, and that the Terminator's mom, not the guy, what's he called, John Connor, Laura Connor, or Sarah Connor, Sarah
Sarah
Connor,
Connor, Sarah Connor.
it was the mother of the dude, Connor dude. And Connor dude is she's actually the mother of Neo, allegedly. And that because that his name is John Connor, JC, Jesus Christ, he that movie represents the second coming of Jesus Christ after the evolution of the ascension of man, the ascension of consciousness, which means the us being inside the digital avatar world, like I was mentioning earlier, again foretelling the future. So what does this mean? And I've told you this before. God's time doesn't travel like our time. It's not the same thing. I think one day for God is like 1,000 years for us. So, in how many years would it take for us to get to that point of futuristic dystopian future where Jesus Christ's second coming is not in physical form, but through a digital avatar playing the same game that Satan has been playing in his kingdom? And this is Satan's kingdom, this dimension. This is
Well,
absolute fucking crazy. It's almost foretelling the future.
remember the Satan, you I mean, whatever you want to call him, Lucifer, Star Child, whatever the fuck you want to call him, you have to remember that he was banished here by God. You get I mean, he was clipped out of the heavens and banished to here when we were his greatest creations. If he really thought so much bad, why would he send him here? You get I mean, unless this was all meant for Lucifer to a sense. You get me? It was a curse within a gift. You get
Are
me?
you telling me that it's not us that's at play here? It's Lucifer that's at play here?
Some people might see it like that.
Oh.
We're
I
all
gotta
given a will. We're all given a will, free will,
We're
right?
getting a
Whatever you
whale.
want to say.
Yeah,
We're all
you're
given a
right,
will.
which makes a lot of
And
sense.
temptation is something that's thrown around like a motherfucker. You get
Let me
me?
ask you this. Let me
Whether
ask you this. What does Satan have a free will, or does he just have one setting?
Well, you have to remember, he was so devoted to God that he kept on telling him that we're flawed, you shouldn't be doing this type of thing. But because he had God's best interest at heart, you get me?
And then he wanted to
God,
be God.
exactly my point.
Oh, look at
So
that.
what if it was sort of given to him in the sense, do whatever you want with him?
Well, yeah, that's what
What
he
if it
did. That's he it's biblical where it says that God banished him here, and then he said, "That's your kingdom. Earth is his kingdom." This is why the
Yep.
majority of people are influenced by the devil more than by God.
Yes.
Psst.
Whoa, whoa,
All
whoa.
right.
Just think about it. Just think about it to a sense. Troubles. Realistically, how much are we not just being affected or tempted through all the time? You get me? I don't think there's a day that you don't go without a single temptation, whether it be wasting money, consuming something, buying something, or even just looking at something.
Bro, I get ass cheeks shaking at my TikTok account all the fucking time. That is fact. Absolute fucking fact. But you know what's also fucking interesting, though? This all, and I don't want to take too much time of your time because I know we got to go, but there's this thing happening around the world that's a blackout list. And then everybody's blocking out and blocking complete, not just unfriending and unfollowing, but blocking everybody that attended the Met Gala. All of these fucking celebrities, sometimes Bad Bunny, Kim Kardashian, anybody, Brock, anybody that was there for a specific reason. And it's because allegedly not everybody is using their massive platforms to promote the ceasefire at the Palestinian and Israeli war, which is none of my fucking business, quite frankly. I'm worried about the problems I have here at home than overseas. And it can't trickle down here. If we can't control what's happening here, there's the only way that we can make a fucking difference. Quite frankly, I'm pro-America and fuck both Israel and Palestine. That's why I stand on that. But I didn't want to comment on this, but it's true. How much influential power do these people really hold against us and on us? And why is it that now it's impacting them in a digital form? Again, and we've seen this before, the Hunger Games. It's exactly what people were talking about. The Hunger Games, Antoinette, what's her name? What's her name? Fucking last name, Antoinette, that movie that came out a while ago.
Yeah.
It's a combination of both of them, how they were telling us how there's a separation of the rich and the poor. We live in the same world, in the same planet, but different world, and that we're living two different dystopian futures. Third time that I say that, because they also depict, and it's funny, I didn't even think about this until right now that you mentioned all of this shit about the movie. They were depicting the crumbing. How Hunger Games is exactly that. We're playing their game in their simulation, because we're playing the simulation every single fucking day, playing the game, and then we get to them by stop giving them our power, our loosh, our attention, the fellowship, our loyalty.
So I find it a little funny, nostalgic in a way, because you have to think about it in this sense that at the end of the day, there's always been a division. You get me? Whether
always.
It was rich and poor, light, black, you get me? I mean, it's human nature to divide anything and everything. You get me? Shit, go. I'll use Mexican heritage as an example. You have Mexicans hating on Mexican. Damn, who? Do you see a dark Mexican? Damn, who invited Chocomilo over? You get me? Bro, we talk shit about everything, and that's our own people. You get me?
You know Mexicans invented popcorn?
I believe it. They like to eat. But get not straying away from it. It's human nature to divide everything, and something always has to be superior. How many times have you not gotten into a pissing match over the stupidest thing?
I've got into pissing matches with you all the time.
Exactly my point. It's stupidest thing.
Yeah. That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you guys enjoyed this freestyle conversation. It was really cool. I liked it. It was refreshing. Big Tag, let them know where they can find you. Los Guinales Bullets. This episode is brought to you by Gorillas and Rhinos today. I don't know what that means, but I guess some people going.
Deal. Catch you at EKNAT626 and also at Los_Guinales_Bullies. Go check it out. A ton of new things is going to be happening. Paranoid, Los Guinales Bullies. We are definitely moving forward, full steam ahead. Till the next time.
That's right. This is them. Make sure to check us out at ParanoidRadio.com, ParanoidRadio.com, and drop a class on the podcast. It allows us to listen to the show. I'm excited to making it. And my people in Ireland, make sure you check us out. And also, guys, hey, get us a fucking sponsor. Peace out.